Poland's parliament has passed a controversial law that regulates the Constitutional Tribunal despite massive protests. Stefan Boss reports that critics fear the move will paralyse the country's top court and make it unable to act as a check on the power of the country's new right-wing government.
Tuesday's vote, which took place late in the evening after a heated debate, came as Poland comes under increasing criticism internationally and at home for its attempts to neutralise the country's top court. Large street protests have taken place in past weeks, with opponents saying the move to take control of the nation's top legislative court is an attack on the country's democratic foundations. After the right-wing Law and Justice Party took power last month, it found itself in control of both houses of parliament in addition to the presidency. That left the Constitutional Court, also known as the Constitutional Tribunal, as one of the only state organs that could check its power. The party tried to quickly stack the court with party supporters. It already appointed 5 judges to the 15-member Constitutional Tribunal, in a move the opposition said was illegal. Under the legislation adopted overnight, the 15-member tribunal can only pass most of its rulings with 2/3 of votes, with at least 13 judges present, something observers say will undermine the court. Luxembourg, which holds the rotating presidency of the European Union, and others have compared the developments in Poland with those in Hungary, where the right-wing government has been accused of taking control over previously independent institutions, ranging from the Constitutional Court to the central bank, media and even churches. Yet, speaking through an interpreter, Poland's president Andrzej Duda has denied that the government he supports undermines democracy or is opposing EU values.
The case is clear. Law and Justice won the elections. It has a self-governing majority in the Polish parliament, but of course there's an opposition. And these demonstrations are organized by the opposition. Now you can smile and say that as long as these protests are taking place peacefully and the demonstrators are not coming under attack and the protesters are being protected by the police, there are no clashes, it means democracy is working well.
The new policies come after 8 years of rule by a pro-market and pro-European Union party and has already contributed to investor unease that brought the main stock index to its lowest level in over 6 years. Yet the new government claims it wants to work closely with the Catholic Church in helping the economically disadvantaged and families. But critics say it is undermining democracy and pushing for a more nationalistic agenda and policies opposing refugees. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.